recommendation that we go to the next agenda item and give us some time to think about how this affects and applies to what we've already done.
You want to skip the minimum standards, leave and go on to letterhead stationery?
That's what I'd recommend.
But I think what it's going to come down to is you either have to accept what the FAA has said and the county attorney has said, or you don't.
Well, we have a choice. That's not a matter of accepting or not accepting. That's it. That's the rule of the land, so to speak. So now it's got to move forward under that interpretation.
Well, if you're going to do that, then I don't see any reason you can't move forward with the minimum standards, and then you know, your questions become more of individual lease questions than airport policy questions.
Yeah, but I'm also have a concern, Jim, if you have a clientele that's not happy with the content of these minimum standards, when you go to county council and request approval, if this board doesn't support it, then you know.
Well.
And right now, it sounds like there is some uncertainty.
And there's new information introduced tonight.
Yeah.
It was introduced right now in front of us.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't have a problem tabling this for another next meeting. It's time to review this. I would hope we would come back prepared to move through these rules and standards.
This letter from Roy, dated June 15th.
I noticed that.
That's when it first came up. That's how long we've been working on this stuff.
Yeah, but Jim, this what Larry's, and I wasn't going to say anything about it since Larry brought it up, June 15th, and I still say this is the first time I saw it tonight.
It was given out at the last meeting.
Okay.
I don't remember getting it. I was looking through.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't here at the last meeting, so I can't comment what it was. But, you know, it's letter dated June, and the last paragraph, it is my opinion the letter be shared with the committee members and the general public.
Mm-hmm.
And it was handed out at the December meeting. That's 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the minutes it says it was handed out.
Yeah. Okay. So what works up to
the well, it was done in June as a result of some conversations we had back then, and we had moved on, you know, and to.
Well, how many meetings have we had since June, really?
Right, but it didn't come up. You know, we'd already moved on past that, and then we got back to it last month, which was when we handed it out again to discuss. So,
handed that again.
Well, okay. Handed it out the first time.
Point made. There's no need to discuss that any further. I make a recommendation that we go to the item number 12. Any disagreement? So we need to have a vote on it? Okay. So nothing said. Letterhead. That was the last meeting I was asked to write a letter to the council thanking them for the tie downs and the how much we appreciated the work that and money spent there. My problem is, and I kind of had a few emails back and forth with Sue, was I don't feel like I can very well take out a crayon and write on a napkin, thank you. I think we need to come up with some sort of letterhead or something, at least something that looks professional. So when you write it, it looks like a professional document. I'm not used to writing, you know, on a plain piece of paper. So I would recommend that we come up with some sort of letterhead so that we can write a letter thanking them for A, the tie down and the money spent there and how much improvement that made. So that was my feeling. That's where that comment came from, and I asked Sue to add it to the agenda. So.
Can you take 5 minutes and knock out a letterhead real quick? So you got.